A simmering fight over the government's credit card is starting to boil over on Capitol Hill, and there's a growing chance that ordinary Americans might get burned. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warned today that unless Congress acts quickly, the government could run out of cash to pay its bills in less than 3 weeks. Senate Republicans have been blocking efforts to raise the debt ceiling and allow the government to borrow more money, and with time running short, Wall Street investors are starting to get nervous. NPR Scott Horsley joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Ari.
The Treasury Secretary has been urging lawmakers to increase the government's credit limit for some time now. So what's different about today's warning?
Well, the calendar is coming into sharper focus and the fuse is getting shorter. You know, Ari, Congress, like a lot of us, needs a deadline before they do anything oftentimes. And until now, it's been hard for the Treasury Secretary to pinpoint when that deadline is, when the government will run short of cash. But today, Yellen put a tentative date on it, October 18th. She told a Senate committee, if lawmakers don't authorize additional borrowing by that time, the government may not have enough cash to pay all the people it owes, something that's never happened before.
It would be disastrous for the American economy, for global financial markets, and for millions of families and workers whose financial security would be jeopardized by delayed payments.
We're talking about Social Security recipients, Medicare providers, lots of federal employees, even members of the military who might not get paid on time next month unless Congress okays additional borrowing.
Last night, Senate Republicans blocked a measure that would have lifted the debt ceiling. So how are they responding to this pressure?
Senate Republicans acknowledge that the debt ceiling needs to be raised, but they're not willing to lift a hand to help out. Instead, they say Democrats need to do this on their own. Basically, they argue if Democrats are willing to push through an aggressive spending agenda without GOP support, they should be willing to raise the debt ceiling the same way. Here's Louisiana Republican John Kennedy.
I understand why politically you folks want to have Republican fingerprints on the spending fiscal knife. But is your politics so important that you want to gamble here?
Now, one could argue it's the Republicans who are gambling with the full faith and credit of the federal government. In fact, that is an argument Democrats are making. Democrats point out more than a quarter of the federal debt was racked up during the Trump administration when Republican majorities in Congress approved additional spending and that big 2017 tax cut. Here's New Jersey Democrat Robert Menendez.
Republican fingerprints were all over the tax cuts to the wealthiest people and corporations in America to the tune of $2 trillion. You all created a significant part of this debt, and now you want to walk away from it.
This afternoon, Senate Democrats tried to call Republicans bluff, saying they don't need Republican votes to raise the debt limit. They just need Republicans to get out of the way. But once again, their efforts were blocked by GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell.
And what kind of financial fallout are we starting to see from this brinksmanship?
Until now, financial markets have largely been ignoring this fight, figuring that somehow at the end of this messy process, Congress will do what it has to and the government will keep paying its bills. That's still the likeliest outcome, but there's a little less certainty about that now, and the market was already a little jittery about inflation and other factors. Today, the Dow tumbled almost 570 points. Yellen's warning lawmakers the country could pay a price for this battle even if they don't actually go over the default cliff. Just getting close could be costly. She says the result would be higher borrowing costs for the government, yes, but also for anybody else with a credit card or in the market for a car loan or a home mortgage.
This would be a manufactured crisis we had imposed on this country, and it would be a self-inflicted wound of enormous proportions.
And we got kind of a preview of that back in 2011 when Congress waited until the last minute to raise the debt limit. While there was no default back then, the government's credit rating did take a hit.
I'm sure we'll have more opportunities to ask you about this debate over the debt limit, but I do want to ask you about something else, which is Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell joined Yellen on the Hill today and got some questions about a controversy involving stock trades by regional Fed bank presidents. Tell us about that.
Yeah, recent financial disclosures show that 2 out of 12 Fed bank presidents, those in Dallas and Boston, were actively trading securities last year at a time when the Fed was busy propping up financial markets. Now, both men say their trades were in compliance with the central bank's ethics rules, but Powell acknowledged the rules need to be made tougher.
The appearance is just obviously unacceptable. Our need to sustain the public's trust is the essence of our work.
And Ari, those two bank presidents, Robert Kaplan in Dallas and Eric Rosengren in Boston, both announced this week that they will be retiring in the coming days.
NPR's Scott Horsley, thank you.
You're welcome.